Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon and Cindy.
Yes.
We have Rye back in the house.
Oh,
hey,
we do.
Rye.
Hey, honey.
Hey, girls. Hey.
Hey. I missed you so.
I know.
Yeah, I took September off.
Yeah, I know.
Had a little time.
Yeah, we wouldn't know what that's like.
Yeah, I know.
It was great.
I want to take an afternoon off for crying out loud.
You deserve it.
I deserve it.
You do you, Sharon.
I really want to. Do me. Really, please. I just want to, like... Whatever.
I know.
I want to get a good night's sleep. That's what I want to do.
There you go.
But it's so good to see you. And
you too.
I see that you're wearing your pink. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. I got my little ribbon on.
That's perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you for that. That's awesome.
I love
awesome.
That. It is. So we have, obviously, myself and Cindy here tonight. We are live, and we'd like it that way. 781-837-4900. So if you have any questions for us regarding real estate, I mean, you know, what types of questions do you think maybe they would want to ask us? Anything good? Yeah, no, she got nothing. Well, if you can't think of a real estate question, how about a mortgage question? So we have the one and only Daniel Mann here from Fairway Mortgage. And as everybody knows, Fairway Mortgage is our leading sponsor here, our main sponsor.
Come and knock on the door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his. Please company too.
It never gets old.
It doesn't. I was just going to say the same thing.
It never gets old. It really never gets old, yeah. So all of our listeners are like, why did they do that? Because we're like Three's Company here.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, one night we were in here.
We came from our Saturday morning beginnings.
Yes. We were howling in here that morning, remember?
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
The first time I did that, yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny. He's
Who's the neighbor? You're Mr. Krab.
No, he's Mr. Furley.
Oh, Mr. Furley. Kravitz is Bewitched. A little before your time, Ryan.
Oh,
stop.
Me, too.
Stop.
Oh, I loved that show, by the way. Let's
I wish I could
TV.
Just twinkle my nose.
And everything would be okay?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. I wish that
wouldn't that
would
be nice?
Yes, that would be great. So we have Dan with us tonight.
Yes.
And we are going to be talking about mortgages. But again, if you have any questions for us regarding putting your house on the market, how you should prepare for the fall market. If you're thinking about buying a house, how you should be best prepared. That always starts with Dan here, with having your pre-approval letter. One of the things I did, I sent it out and you saw it in the office, but I was trying to sort of figure things out. You know, people always say, when is the best time to put my house on the market?
Oh,
when's
yep.
the best time to buy? Blah, blah. So we tracked from 2014 until now.
It was interesting.
Yeah, before we could only track solds. So to see what went pending was very, very difficult to do. So we were able to find a way that we could search what went under agreement. When did those go under agreement?
Yeah, because that's important. Because sometimes there's just such a long lull before the closing, but for us, it's like, when is it happening?
Exactly.
Like, that, you know, the closing is here.
Yeah.
But when is all the activity going on?
Exactly.
Right?
So that when do so we cool. see the dips?
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same time, July, whoop, and then it's also in October, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
so.
I was surprised about, to be honest with you. In September, mm-hmm. I thought was low.
Low, yeah. Well, it starts going down.
Which surprised me, because everyone always says, you know, put your house on the market in the fall, the September, right yep. after Labor Day, all of that stuff. And I was shocked. It's actual, for me, better information, because it's not yeah. what sold.
Well, and what I like about it, too, is if you're one of less inventory, then your chances mm-hmm. as a seller are much better. So it continues to be a seller's market.
Yeah. Oh.
So not even talking about seller's market.
You were just getting crazy about that. I was just getting so excited.
I wonder how the traffic is out there. Well, we have Malcolm, who's hopefully getting everybody home safe and sound. How's it looking out there, Malcolm?
Well, it's still kind of a long ride along Route 128, Sharon. Good evening to you. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. It's slow out of Waltham from Trapello Road, most of the way down into Braintree. 95 will hang up down past the Dedham Street overpass. Again, Route 1 in Sharon, down past 495. On Route 3, we've got stop and go down past Union Street. Expressway is heavy down past Andrew. Again, at Granite Avenue, northbound from before Granite Avenue, up through Neponset again, getting up into the O'Neill Tunnel. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And if you are listening to the show and you have any questions for us, please call us at 781-837-4900. We have Ryan in the house tonight with us, and he will be answering your calls. I'm so happy to see you. Larry was good. But yeah. let's put it this way. You're great.
Wow.
Hopefully Larry isn't listening.
He's the Tom Brady.
Larry's great, too.
Tom Brady, Brady.
No, Larry is great, actually.
I think you're great, Larry.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, I know. Larry is great. I know. I'm only teasing. Everyone here at WATD is great. We're very fortunate to be part of this family here. We have Dan Mann here with us today from Fairway Mortgage. And again, Fairway is the main sponsor of the radio show, and we very much appreciate that. And when we're talking about the best of the best, we get you right here, my friend.
I try.
Yeah.
I try.
You try very hard, actually.
That was interesting what you were saying, though, about like, from our end, it doesn't feel that way. For me personally,
yeah,
it seems like September is August is a real big month,
mm-hmm.
right? And then September is usually okay because, you know, maybe something didn't close. And October is usually good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dies off like end of November, like December and January are usually the two dead months for us. But mm-hmm. I'm surprised you're saying July is.
Oh, July, yeah. July is one of those months where, it's still busy. It's still okay,
right.
but it isn't one of our peaked months where things will go under agreement because everyone's on vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a big vacation month.
That's true.
So for you, maybe people...
It's different for on
maybe
his
maybe because
end.
I'm at the closing. So you're saying the under
yeah.
when they
Hello.
Start.
When they go under agreement.
Is Dan
But my whole thing
to
is
Dan?
August is usually August is usually
it's
to
me
us.
That can't follow yeah. the whole conversation, Dan.
Well, I also know, too, with our attorneys, you know what I mean? They always seem to be a couple weeks behind us because we get something under agreement. They're not seeing the purchase and sales agreements for a couple weeks, you know, 10 days, 10 to 14 days. So. That's why. It's different.
I didn't realize that. What was the biggest month then?
I can look that up for you if you'd like.
Oh, I did. So. I was looking at the lowest. I did not look at the... I was
yeah,
really
What would you say before you know, before you tell us what do you think it is?
I'm guessing that it would probably be June. Would be the when we get
kids
the
get
most
out of school.
Under agreement.
That's it. Because it seems like when people won't sell until their kids are out of school
mm-hmm.
or and they want to get in, that's why August is usually so big because they want to get in their kids in school
mm-hmm.
before the September.
Yeah.
That's why it was August usually a big month.
Mm-hmm. For closings.
Yes.
Yeah, because they
So that's why they go under in June.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, for some people, June. If it takes 60 days, that's a slow closing.
Who are you using, Chef? Just saying.
closing
in such a long
Wow.
You looked at me like really, like...
Like how, Chef?
Oh, yeah. This is radio. They can't really tell that, just so you know.
She makes me laugh.
It's not a pretty face. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Oh, Cindy, you're so exhausted. Everybody is. I'm sorry. Hey, we're going to lose our listenership here.
Yes.
I know. Sorry.
Ryan, are you worried about that? I don't seem to be worried about it. Well, here's the good news, everybody. I don't have to leave 7:15 to make it to Awake in Stoughton because It ends at 7, so
I'm not going to make it.
I'm sorry, Uncle Kevin, but I'll be there in the morning.
I thought it ended at
8 o'clock, so I was going to try to leave here early.
7's early.
Okay. All right, so we are talking about mortgages, and I know that one of the things that you wanted to discuss was the importance of being mobile and...
Technology going forward. Yeah, everything. I mean, everyone sees the commercials. You know, you can't say a name or anything, but on TV about how everything is, you know, automated for one of these bigger companies.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, one of the problems, it is kind of going that way in our world. That's why we have the Fairway Now app. So you can take an app right on your phone. You can monitor your loan right through your phone. Like, everyone kind of is doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going forward, it's going to get even more, it's going to become such an easier process because a lot of the companies are going to online employment verification. So now, once you put your application in, we have your social security number, we'll be able to just pull your W-2s and everything
quickly
right
like
now.
A little scary,
just,
isn't it?
Quickly,
right away.
Sharon,
bank
just
statements,
like that.
Same thing with bank statements. Everything is going to be online. So we'll be able to pull all your information and you'll have like basically an instant approval for credit. That's where we come in, though. The biggest part of us is there's so many different programs. How to get you as the buyer into the right program.
And that's so important, Dan, that people just don't know. They don't know what's out there and what's available to them. I think that, like anything else, you call the plumber, you call the electrician, you think they know their job and they're doing their job, right? And so they have your best interest at heart. And I'm not saying that places don't, but if they don't offer all of the programs like that you offer, this is what they're giving. And you think that's what's available. This is what I'm doing.
Because they think everyone has the same products and loan types. They don't. That's the thing. So they'll try and maybe put you into, say, an FHA loan. If you want to, if you go into some loan officer saying, oh, I just want a low down payment, they'll probably try and put you into an FHA loan if that's all they have available. And a lot of lenders are like that. They specialize in, say, FHA.
Right.
Where now there is so many conventional 3% down programs that are out there that you don't have to be stuck in an FHA loan, which it is not really, to me, we use them very, you know, few and far between. Because there's an upfront mortgage insurance premium, which gets tacked on. So when you put down 3.5% on an FHA loan, you get charged 1.75% right up front, and it gets tacked on top of your loan. So you, in essence, have only put down 1.75.
I'm so not good with math. Okay.
Right? Because it basically just splits your loan. You get basically half of your down payment. They charge you that. FHA doubly insures themselves. So with that, they basically, because you have a monthly mortgage insurance premium and the upfront mortgage insurance premium. So everyone kind of is familiar with the monthly mortgage, you know, it's just kind of common knowledge. But no one is really aware of the upfront mortgage insurance premium. And a lot of loan officers won't really say anything about that until, what's this big, you know, $10,000 fee I have here? That's how the FHA, because they have looser guidelines, so there's more of a default rate with FHA loans. So now when that happens, they need to kind of cover themselves. They need to have money. So they doubly insure themselves. So that money just goes into the pool. So now you've put down 3.5%, but in essence, your loan amount gets tacked on 1.75%. So it's really, you've only put down 1.75%.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't realize that. And now you're stuck in that program because you've worked with a loan officer that doesn't have any of the other programs available to them.
Right. And I know for you, not that, you know, we have clients that for various reasons have to use an FHA loan, but that's, can I say last resort?
Yes.
That's our last resort. When you say, Cindy, we have to do this FHA, I go, oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, 100%. But as long as we can do it.
Yep. That's why that's the
but
only,
we don't do too many of those now because you have so many other options.
Very rarely. Only because they have, you know, I guess you would say less stringent guidelines. So that's why there's the higher default rate. And if you've had, say, a short sale in the past 2 years, well, conventionally you're not getting a loan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With FHA, you are. So that's why one of them, you know, one of our clients this year, we had, I probably only had 3 FHA loans this year.
They were probably all 3 mine.
What about bankruptcy? How long is bankruptcy, it in between for bankruptcy?
See, now there's going to be so many, every product has their own kind of guideline.
Okay, so this is actually your point.
Yeah.
That you're trying to make,
I guess,
right here, right?
The,
there are so many variables to every single loan
package. So much, and then they'll have extenuating circumstances for each one. So
Done that for me.
Yep, so it might be, say, normally it's, you know, 5 years or 7 years, for instance, right? Well, if there was an extenuating circumstance, like job loss, you know, basically not financial mismanagement.
Yep.
Now, sometimes you can get an exception, and it's just like a manual underwrite. There's just so many different things, mm-hmm. so people would get bored with it. It's just like so borrower specific. They would mm-hmm. have to like call and you take an application and figure out, hey, oh, this is why you had your foreclosure or bankruptcy. Yeah. Now, okay, now we can get an exception or we can't. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, but losing a job is normally one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you didn't just all of a sudden go out and buy a Lamborghini and now all of a sudden you can't pay your mortgage. Mm-hmm. You lost your job and now you were back looking and that's why you couldn't afford your mortgage payment.
Or something too. One of the things that we see sometimes too is if somebody has a sickness in the family and they, you know, medical bills and things like that. Because I'll let you know, even just like co-pays. Now we're making, you know, I'm self-employed. You know, we had to change our insurance plan the last 2 years. And it's like I went from a, you know, $10 copay up to a $50 copay. But, you know, if you go into the doctor's appointments and all of that adds up.
Yep.
You know,
incredible. That's why the funny thing is medical, when we have medical collections on a credit report, they're treated differently than every other type of collection.
Oh, they are.
It's basically like it's not a collection because they look at it as a lot of times this is going to blow your mind. If you go into a doctor,
it
might have been excessive. Blow your mind might have been excessive.
Because I'm expecting big things right now.
Actually, just I should say non-commonsensical. You would never believe this is true. So if someone went into the doctor named Sharon McNamara and you got treatment at, say, a hospital and left and they didn't have your Social Security number, they put a collection against everyone named Sharon McNamara in the area
and
leave it up to you, the individual, to have it removed.
Well, I did something recently where you can do one of those, you know, you check things out. What is it called? I don't know. You go online. It's not like a credit report, but it's like you can find out everything about people. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I put my name in.
Just ask me. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know. You do know more, but you can remember it maybe. But one of the things I put in there was, and then it said, like, places where I've lived, and it said Brockton. Well, I've never lived in Brockton, so right. I wonder how do I get that off. But what a segue that was. We have a caller, and it's Jim from...
He knew you from Brockton.
Yeah, right.
From when you lived there. You just said you didn't. It was a crazy year that year.
I've lived here forever.
How are you, Jim? What can we help you with today?
Well, I have two questions. Okay. One of the first thing is, you know, of course, I don't want to put negative, but what is the potential? I mean, I see like Brockton and I still see people building new homes in Brockton every, you know, which is mostly settled, but every so often you see a lot and there's a new home going up. But I'm just curious, how is the potential market in Brockton? Any overall ideas or anything?
Brockton is very, very hot. Well, I'll let you know. I mean, the whole Plymouth County, so Brockton is part of Plymouth County.
Right.
It's very, very busy. It's just...
They don't stay on the market.
They don't stay on the market. And it matters, too. Like, I don't know what, you know, if you're talking specifically about your house, what you feel the price range is, but if you were, you know, 200 to 300 range, it would probably go in a day.
And okay.
That would be probably with multiple offers.
Yeah.
Yep. So...
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. So...
Oh, geez, I don't think I could move that quick.
we would help you. We're very good at that, Sharon and I.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. It's one of those things, Jim. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Do I put my house on the
but
market?
I know, of course, I know the property is not so expensive in Brockton as most of the surrounding towns, so, of course, that's a... You know, a point, but anyway.
Yeah, but you know,
but there's always someone in that market.
In every town, there's areas where they're lower and higher, and Brockton's no different.
Yeah, and Brockton is one of those, you know, great locations as well too, where you have transportation, which is great. So that, you know, your demographic for people who are looking for transportation in particular, they'll have that. It's also great, you know, first time home buyers. There's a lot of ranches. Remember the Henrich ranches, right? So I'm not sure if you have a Henrich ranch. A lot of people who are right sizing out of their 4-bedroom colonials just want one level living, so we have a lot of that in Brockton.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yes.
Brockton is revitalizing.
Yeah.
They're trying to revitalize a lot of their center, so we have all that. And Brockton is convenient for people to get on to Route 24, so they can hop right onto the highway and they can get into Boston. Yeah. I mean, need I say more, Jim?
Okay. No. By the way, I'm so old, I remember picking blueberries where all the single-level homes are now.
Yeah, my goodness.
But I'm going, but anyway, now another issue, because earlier when you were mentioning, you know, the credit things, and this is not totally related, but when you look up someone's credit, and of course W-2s and all that, and I know there's protocols and I think there's protocols and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what are the security things so you just don't decide to look up, see what this person made or this person made? I know that's a whole different issue with security and everything, but with all the stuff that's going on with, all the issues with the...
So are you talking about getting a pre-approval, like getting written permission to look into your files?
Not so much, but in general for everybody. I mean, what is the protocol that someone... What stops a real estate agent who may have certain, ways to get that, of course... To not be looking just anyone up.
Well, real estate agents don't really have anything to do with that. They have nothing to do with that. That would be like a loan officer. But you would have to give us all your information for us to do that, and then you give us consent to do it.
Okay. No,
so I don't have people.
I know that's a whole other issue, a different aside, but it just struck me like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Real estate agents aren't allowed sharp objects and or any pertinent information.
Oh, geez, I'm looking to make a friend with the real estate agent. No, not really.
No, we don't have any access to that. So generally speaking, so if you were thinking about selling your house, then buying another one, we would send you over to Dan. And Dan, you would give all that information to Dan.
Yep. Oh, okay.
We can't do anything until we have permission already from you.
Permission, okay.
And that would require social security numbers. Date of birth, so all that stuff, obviously we can only get that from you. We don't have access to that without you.
No, I understand that, but it just struck me a little bit.
And then Dan can't say anything to us either, so if we send him a client, we can't say, so Dan, I'm just sort of curious, what does Jim make?
Right.
How much does he spend?
Yep.
Do you know what Jim makes? I will tell you, not enough.
Not enough, I know. That's all of us, by the way. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, too, is, having a team that's, working for you is really important, because everybody is making sure that your confidentiality is being secured and that, it's not our story to share type thing. So sometimes clients will tell us, we'll know how much you would be pre-approved for.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
If you put your house in the market, Cindy and I generally don't ask, well, what do you owe on it?
Yeah.
Unless we felt, we feel the value of your house is, $300,000, and then you tell us, well, that's going to be hard for me to sell it because I owe $310,000.
Right.
Yeah, those are important factors for us.
Put it this way, that's not my case because I've been in my house forever, so it's paid for, thank God.
Thinking of selling, Jim?
Good for you.
No, not yet.
Okay.
But
you got the right two people. You got the right two people when you need to.
Yeah, well, you'll have to remember to write down Cindy's phone number and my phone number, and we'll be happy to help you.
All right, well, thank you very much for your information. That's very interesting to hear.
All right, thanks. And Jim, do you know where the Italian Kitchen is in
Boston? I certainly do.
Do you remember the store that was on the other corner where is now an empty lot? It used to be Village Market.
It was right down there in the south end, right?
Right, yep, right next, right across the street from the Italian Kitchen, off that side street.
Yeah,
there. Yeah, my parents owned that when it was the Village Market, so.
Maybe that's when
kidding. Yeah, well, so I was a little tyke, I lived way down that part of Brockton, but I'm going back a long, long time ago.
Oh, perfect. Well, maybe you know my uncle. His last name is Costa, so.
Well, I've heard that name in Brockton.
Okay, well, don't put it next to my name.
Don't hold it against her.
Don't hold that against me.
No. But no, I'm a lifelong resident, born and bred, as they say. But
that's awesome.
Now I live up in the north end. But
perfect
to know the Hogan.
Well, very good. Thank you for your input, and
our pleasure
talking to you.
Nice.
Thanks for calling, Jim.
Thanks for listening, Jim. Have a great day. So that was Jim from Brockton. He had some very good questions. I bet you people do worry about that. How much information do I have to give? And especially I'm not making any assumptions at his age, but he said he's been there forever, so that would be a long time.
It's a long time. Gosh. I didn't even know that.
We
and I'm not
literally
good with math.
We're literally answering each other's questions. I mean, finishing each other's sentences now. But, he's been there a long time, so I bet you that there is, the demographic, is probably very worried about giving out information.
Security. They hear all these things on the news about how there's breaches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That Equifax one was incredibly bad. They just announced. Did you hear that? I don't know if a lot of people know. They knew about that 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And the three guys that they sold their stock 2 days before they went public with it.
Yep.
They're going to jail. They made billions?
Yeah. They're going to jail.
They're going to jail.
Did they not? Did they not ever listen to what happened to Martha Stewart? Greed is crazy.
But when they had their breach, I had a breach at my office where I had a cloud. Everyone thought that this would be a great idea so I could work remotely from home so I wasn't going to be disturbed. And do I sound echoey to everybody? And what ended up happening, that cloud, same time as Equifax, whatever, and the company said, hey, we just encrypted all your files, and if you want it, put ransomware on it. They had to pay for it, and it was awful. And hence, I ended up with shingles, but that's where we go. Do you hear that? Isn't that weird? Am I too close? I just wanted you closer to me. I don't know what's going on. All right, we'll keep on going.
Yes.
So,
That's a big deal, though, what he's talking about in our industry, like about having, you know, just the security of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan just threw me off. So, because we have, that's just, it's a we have like Mimecast, we have to send encrypted emails and stuff. That's what's good about our app, though. So we have an app where you can just take pictures of your docs and it's super secure right into your file.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we like doing that way. But what they're going with down the road, because they're setting it up, they're saying, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years, that everyone's bank statements, just as soon as you give us permission, your bank statements will be sent right to us, your W-2s, your everything is just going to be online and everything will be just filtered right into the file. So it'll be so much easier for the client. But again, that's where you get into trouble with being stuck in the wrong product. That's what we're here for. You know, you have to have stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Ryan just gave me the signal that we're going to break, and we want to make sure that we can get in your commercial. So we want to do that. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the importance of having a team, too, because I know that technology is really important. But I went to a class last week for millennials, and it was really, really fascinating. And what we're talking about right now will really sort of fit right in. So we will be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of homeownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years. And aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
And now, two seagulls sitting on a gutter, talking.
Hey, Murph.
Silly, what are you doing out of the nest?
The old lady's sitting on the eggs tonight, so I flew the coop. What are you and the boys doing?
We're bird watching. Boy, the things we seagulls can see from up here. We're checking out all the dirty gutters on these houses.
These humans really should call South Shore gutter monkeys.
Monkeys?
South Shore gutter monkeys. They clean gutters so you don't have to. Gutter tune-ups, annual 10-point topside inspection. Come on, these boys are the pros. Call them at 781-421-1111, and you'll talk to a real person.
No splat?
Look, the South Shore gutter monkeys don't do this stuff part-time. It's full-time, all the time. The whole South Shore. Visit them at SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Humans would have to be foolish not to call the South Shore gutter monkeys.
Speaking of foolish humans, look at that guy in the convertible. Cover me, Murph. I'm going in.
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for myself and Cindy, it was nice to hear from Jim in Brockton because it was a twofer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked about real estate and he also asked about mortgages, so that worked out nicely. And yeah, we still have some time here, so 781-837-4900. If you're interested in listening to some of our past shows, we do have a podcast as well, so you can go to Talk Real Estate Radio and you'll be able to find the podcast there on your phones and on your Android and all that, or you can go to talkrealestateradio.com and that will connect you right over to the Boston Connect website, which has it as well. So no reason people can't listen to us. And Dan is on with us once a month. Dan Mann is here today from Fairway Mortgage, and Fairway is the leading main sponsor for Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. So, Dan, we were talking about the importance of technology. One of the things I was thinking about for you, we send you a client. They give you all the information. Do you just put everything into a computer and it just goes, this is what I think is best? Or do you look at each person individually and say, hey, I really like this loan? And I know that you wouldn't do this, but is there a possibility that, you know, like with loan officers, I really don't know how you make your compensation. Is it some loans make more? Like if I get somebody into an FHA, I'm going to make more on that loan. Or if I put them into mass housing, I'm going to make more on that.
Excellent question,
so
Sharon.
That used to be how it was. Back in the day, everything changed when the whole compensation of how we get paid changed. So it used to be when I first started in this business, you could kind of, you almost chose how much you made. So if you were doing a loan for someone, you know, a family member or something, you might make much less. Now it's a standard pay, like a percentage, you know what I mean? So it doesn't deviate. So you can't do anything like that. So that's what people, you know, kind of, they think that stuff from back in the day, how things used to be. So now it's very standard, like our compensation. And it's just a bigger loan you would make more money on, but it's the same percentage. Do you see what I'm saying? So you can't, everyone gets treated the exact same.
Okay.
So closing costs are the same on a large loan as a small loan.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So none of that stuff changes. The only thing that ever changes on our fees for like a standard, you know, 20% down is your title insurance. And title insurance, just because it's based off of purchase price and loan amount.
Okay.
The figure is the factors are the same. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, $2.50 per $1,000 of the loan amount for the lender's title insurance. And owner's is $4 per $1,000 of the purchase price minus the lender's. You know what I mean? So it's the same formula, but that's the only difference in our closing costs. So your appraisal is going to be the same. You know, if you buy a multifamily, then it's a little more. You get what I'm saying? But it never changes per, you know what I mean? So a smaller loan isn't going to, you know what I mean? Mark, say, oh, that's not a bad loan, you know, that
small
type of thing.
Small property, we make the same percentage, but...
Yep, that's all it is for us. It changed a couple years back.
So let me give another example, too, then. So if you had a client, what benefit is it for a client, whether you do FHA or mass housing?
For a client?
Yeah.
The program fitting that client better. So, for instance... That's why
we're going to cost them less money.
Yes, it'll cost them less money. It's a better product. So, for instance, if someone had, we'll use an example of the 3% down program. So we have three different; they're very similar, right? So we have what's called Home Possible, which is Freddie Mac; Home Ready, which is Fannie Mae; and the Mass Housing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now,
when you say Home Possible, I think of Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. I'm sure you can find can you find that little sound of Kim Possible?
So.
And anytime he says Home Possible, I want you to push that.
All right. So those products, right, they sound very similar. You'd say, oh, you know, 3% down, you know, and they're income-based, most of them. Mm-hmm. So why would one be better than the other for each person?
Mm-hmm.
This is why we say, okay, automation is good, except for when you analyze the loan. So, for instance, if someone had, say, a 680 credit score and they were putting down 3%. So if they were putting down 3% with a 680 credit score, I'm probably going to put them in mass housing because mass housing doesn't hit you for credit score as much as, say, Home Possible. So So when Hope Hospital does that, right, they basically, you have to go to an outside mortgage insurance company to get that, to get your rate for the mortgage insurance for that.
Mm-hmm.
So now the lower score hurts you. Well, Mass Housing has their own mortgage insurance. They insure the loan themselves. So mm-hmm. they're not hitting you for that. Now, if a person has, say, a 780 credit score,
mm-hmm.
I might go with Home Ready, not the other one. So, I didn't say it. So, but that's why you would do that. So, but people wouldn't know that. And then, for instance, with a Home Ready, you can have normally, like Mass Housing, it's a hard stop at a 45 debt ratio. But Home Ready will allow you, if you have someone going to live with you,
mm-hmm.
right? They sign a piece of paper that says they're going to live there for they intend to live there for the next 12 months. You can use their income as a qualifying factor, and you can go up above that.
So, all right. So, seriously, you're going on and on and on, but you're really proving your point to me, because I'm saying, I wonder if Sin is following along, because we're in this business every single day.
I am.
And I am sort of following along, too. My point is, there are so many different options
that
people need to sit down with you.
And really,
because it's so easy to just go online and there's a word I want to use, but I don't think I can say it on the air. Taken advantage of.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
100%.
That's what. But you're going through, and it's like you're rattling off the top of your head, and I'm like, how is he remembering all this stuff?
But I have many 3% down buyers. Many.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people
now. Right. Yeah. So I don't know the particulars, but I say, so what were you able to get them in? Was it Mass Housing? Was it Kim Possible? Was it, hello? Was it, thank you. Which one and I get excited for them, because I hope that they can get in one of the programs that has the lower private mortgage insurance and all of that. I can't tell you how many clients that after the closing, when I'm sitting there at the closing and, you know, Jim's going over all the documents, and I go, God, I could have sworn that he put them in a Mass Housing. And then I ask him after, I go, what did you do? He goes, well, I found out this new program came out 2 weeks before the closing, and it would have worked better for her. Like, think about what a great service that is for my clients, that 2 weeks before the closing, he finds something even better that mm-hmm. just came out and changes it for them. It doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it happens all the time. And I follow him when I say, oh, good, you were able to do this. And then he does something else.
Yeah, because we're not involved in that part.
No, not
really
at all.
That part afterwards. I mean, we're waiting for commitment letter and following dates and everything. But I know as a listing agent recently on a couple of my properties, we've had multiple offers on these properties.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm looking, I can see actually somebody from your office has an accepted offer. One of your managers actually over there.
Okay.
He has an accepted offer on one of our properties. But when I see Fairway Mortgage, I know that it's going to get done to the end. That's such a good feeling to know that. But if I have 8 offers, one of the first things I'm looking at is
mm-hmm.
exactly that. Who is the loan officer? And
absolutely.
I recently had one. There were only 4 offers on it.
Only four offers on it.
And they asked me about one of the loan officers. And I was like, I've never heard of the company and I've never heard of the loan officer before. So I'm just not exactly sure. Well, that didn't give them, my seller, as much confidence either.
No, you know, let's be honest, see a lot.
Yeah.
And for a lot of years. So you know a lot of people and
mm-hmm.
a lot of companies and a lot of loan officers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know who gets the job done and I know who sometimes stumbles.
Right.
You know, I'm lucky and fortunate.
And so when you don't know someone
fall,
at all, it's like,
I've never heard of that person. I've never even heard of that company.
Right.
You know, so.
That's what's happening too. A lot of companies are popping up now that things, you know, the market's good. And how would anyone have confidence in that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're terrible, but they mm-hmm. don't have their procedure set up. I mean, we have in-house processing, which is a huge thing. In-house
mm-hmm.
underwriting.
That is huge.
Like, we can talk to email an underwriter.
Huge. No, it's not even just, it's like,
that is a
huge.
That'll blow your mind.
That's
a mind blower.
You know? But a lot of places do not have that.
Right.
Especially if someone tells you they're a broker.
Mm.
That's one of the worst things. You know?
And you learn, like, I didn't know all of that. And,
right.
You
no.
know, when I first started,
but like when he was just talking about it, it's like he knows it so well inside and out and very passionate about it. And he knows which way. That's the thing. Somebody just comes and tells them, you can see what they have in front of you. And it's almost like you're in your head, not the computer is doing it, but to be able to do that.
Yeah. Before it's as soon as I take the file, I can kind of know what program they're using
mm-hmm.
before it's done. It just from doing it every day, though, you know,
and sometimes change it because often I might say, oh, you know, are they going to be FHA? And the reason I ask that is because it depends on the type of property I want to show mm-hmm. them, because I can't mm-hmm. show them something that, you know,
peeling
might
paint.
Yeah, I can't.
Yep.
Unless that maybe seller is willing to paint, and generally speaking, they may not be.
Especially they'll just
in this market, they'll go with someone else. So that's the only reason I ask, like, what they qualify for.
The funny thing was, back in the day, when we first started, when the market was slow, I'm sure you remember, you know, 2009, around then, people would paint their houses if someone was using, because all the 3% down programs are gone. So FHA at the time was pretty much the only one. So people, and they would have very few buyers. I'm sure you remember that. And then so people would get out there and paint their house.
People are out there doing painting somebody else's house. Yep. I do recall that. This is one of the things, like I just brought up. I do a spreadsheet. I mean Melissa Wallace, by the way, who is our team manager there. But like, we had four offers on the property. So, you know, just going across with the different columns, like the first one is the offer. We do A, B, C, D because we don't want our sellers to think, oh, if we do 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, giving them a subliminal. So just the way they come in, we do the offer price. Is it an escalation? Are there concessions, what's included in the sale, other conditions, home sale contingency, yes or no, loan officer. That's the very first thing that we say in the company. Deposit with the offer, deposit with P&S, total deposit, P&S date, closing date, mortgage commitment date, type of financing. That's really important because as we're going through there, I mean, some of the things you have to consider too is, in this climate right now, we have people that are bidding over asking for houses. And you have to remember that with FHA and with VA, you get that amendatory clause, right? That basically states, I know with the VA one, it's like it will appraise at, it will appraise at or above the sale price, right? And then is the FHA one, is it the same
basically,
or it's different?
The FHA VA amendatory clause is the same.
It is.
The same, it's just kind of a hyphen. It's the same form, we use them. But I mean, most purchase and sales have that in there anyway, unless it's negotiated out. And I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
But some people are putting down more, you know what I mean?
So you could do it, of course. You know, so, but you, then it's your decision. I want you to say, okay, do I want to pay for more for a property that didn't appraise?
And people are, though.
Yeah, they are, unfortunately.
You know, they really don't have any choice because it's
just the competition out there. One of the things we're trying to do at Fairway with the competition aspect, because cash buyers, obviously, usually that's king, even if it's a little less of an offer. Well, what we're doing is having a person come in and they get legitimately pre-approved, totally pre-approved, subject to finding a house. So they're underwritten, subject to finding a house with, you know
that's
what I mean?
Good. In that's impressive. Factor.
So now you can go out there with no mortgage contingency. So people, that's big. You're basically a cash buyer, you know, except for the, you just has to appraise. You know, appraise and title. But that's actually on the seller. You know what I mean? Saying, okay, you have clear title on your property to sell it, and that it's going to appraise at the value that you need. So that's kind of the big thing. We that's a new program we're doing. Not a lot of people doing that, but we're trying to help our buyers, people that, you know, decide to work with Fairway. Hey, we're going to give you every advantage you can.
Well, you need that competitive advantage, don't you? I mean, when you're in a competitive situation with multiple offers, I mean, you need something to make you stand out a little bit. Well, one of the things I was starting to say earlier, and we only have a few minutes left too, and if there's something else you want to talk about, Sin, certainly, you know, you can. Do you have something else in particular?
I just want you to notice how cute my shoes match my dress.
They really do. Well, what do you think of my new dress?
I love it.
I do.
I was noticing that this morning.
You know what?
That's what I wanted to talk about.
I saw you checking me out earlier at the office meeting. You know how I knew? Because my bum got hot. I know you're looking at me.
I was up and down and sideways.
What about my new dress?
You can't beep that out. I didn't say any swears. So there's Rye. Hey, what are they going to do? Fire me? They could, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorry. So yeah, we had a big office meeting today. But I did go to this training last week and it was phenomenal. And it was about millennial markets, you know, just marketing to millennials. And I love marketing and I love generational marketing. And, you know, every generation is the way that they are based on the generation before them, you know. So our older millennials, you know, they are the way that they are based on their parents. So probably not my age, maybe older than me, you know, some of the boomers. You know, they're the ones who went through Enron, right, where they lost all of their money. So they see that, you know, they're like, oh, wow, my parents lost everything. They have big trust issues because of that. They're also the generation that saw their cousins and maybe their older siblings purchasing houses in 2004 at the height of the market and then watched it decline. And then we ended up in our little mini recession there that we had, you know, so they have they're very smart, the millennials, and a lot of people sort of don't think that they are. They think that they're flighty and all they care about are their cell phones and everything. But what they are extremely loyal, and they do understand the importance of having a team. And that would be somebody like you who will sit down with them and explain it to them.
Right.
So people don't need real estate agents to find a house anymore. All they have to do is go online and say, I'm looking for a house in Marshfield. And what comes up? All the houses that you're ever going to find. They don't need that. They don't need us for that anymore. What they need us for is everything else. Hey, right. I know that, you know, maybe you were told by somebody that FHA is the best product for you, but did you know that you have a one-time fee?
Yeah.
Right? Did you know that you can't, you'll always have PMI insurance?
Right.
People don't know that.
Right.
You can't get that information very easily by doing something just online, quick and fast.
Right. Right.
So that's why they need you and they need us to help them say, you know what, we really feel as if this is a fair value for this house.
Right.
And with us, and what they were saying is, they trust us so much that they're going to trust the people we refer them to.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Well,
Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage, thank you so much. I haven't been with you for a while, but boy, is it always a pleasure. Can you let everybody know how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can just call the call myself at 781-789-7566.
Perfect. And Sin, how can everybody get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. Shaf?
Perfect. 781-294-4848. And if you need to get your gutters done, it's been raining a lot, please call South Shore Gutter Monkeys as well. And that phone number is
781-421-1111.
Perfect. Have
Thanks.
A great day.
Everyone have a good night.